Call this meeting to order, please. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, November 7th, 2017, excuse me, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City Staff Robert Smith? City Manager Ashley Coronado? City Clerk Carrie Bagley? Finance Director Albert Chavez? Police Chief George Castillo? Interim Fire Chief Britt Hanson? City Attorney?
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to start off by having a moment of silence for the newest loss of life, mass loss of life in Texas. Our thoughts are with those people, as with all of the many other victims in the recent past. If we could take just a moment, please. Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. The good news is there's no proclamations, but as far as announcements, I do want to make sure that people are aware that the Community Church of Warren, located at 201 Arizona Street, has a spaghetti dinner benefit for our fire department, and that's on November 10th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30, and then from 4 to 7. The cost is a donation, and that's a pretty good price for a spaghetti dinner. And it's all of the money is going to the fire department to help replace damaged equipment, and they have a goal of $6,000. So that's a lot of spaghetti, so let's get out there and support it. So thank you very much. Really appreciate everyone at the Community Church of Warren for many things, this certainly is one. Okay, call to the public. I'll start off, if I might, with past Mayor Laverne Williams.
I want everybody to hear me, so you see. And Mayor Smith, I would like to ask before I ever start if I may have some extra time for my presentation this evening. Well,
you're giving a presentation rather than a...
And I won't take an hour and a half, but I would like to have more than this thing tells me.
You may have a moderate extra time because this is a presentation rather than a call to the public subject, so yes.
Okay, this won't yell at me when I get over that.
Well, it will, but we'll...
Well, as you know, at the last meeting, Mayor Smith signed with for me a recycled proclamation that announced the National Business Women's Club's National Business Women's Week in Bisbee. And that was in October. And I promised that night when I was here that when we, it was, everything was back, I mean, because of the fire, everything was at a different time. And I announced to everybody that I would let them know when we made our choices. So I am here tonight with the, after the, we chose two women in our community to name as women of achievement. And then the woman of the year is voted on by our members and by secret vote. And we call it a secret ballot, and I'm the only one that knows who that person is until I announce it. So you're going to all hear that tonight, maybe. So that's the way we choose these women every year. And then we honor them at either a dinner or something in November, which we are in now, and we are having the honorees at Cafe Roca at a luncheon. But I would like to, at this time, I see one of my ladies is not here tonight, but I still will announce our Women of Achievement this year. And they are two women in our community who are making a difference, who are doing above and beyond what they are expected to do. And one of those women is Carolyn Loy. And you know, you have to be sneaky in my way of living, because I could have driven down here tonight, but I didn't have any friends that could bring me, but I could have driven. But I called Carol and I said, I need a ride to the council meeting. Will you take me? So that's sure one way I got her here. So to you, Carolyn, I would like to present you with one of these bouquets. And thank you for serving this community and the way you do. And that we hope that this will bring you just a shot in the arm to do even more. Now the other one, she was told me she would try and make it here. But she is Gretchen Baer, and it's spelled B-A-E-R. And you all know her as the gracious hostess at Cafe Roca. And she also is one who teaches art to children. And I thought it was to NACO, Arizona. She teaches art in NACO, Sonora, Mexico. And she is a great person. So we will see that she is given her bouquet at a later date. And then, of course, our Woman of the Year is by votes from our own membership. And this is an honor that we that's given to us once, and sometime very special reason twice, but not usually, but once. And it is my honor to tell you that our Woman of the Year this year is Judith Anderson. Spread the word that we are going to honor these three ladies at Cafe Roca at a luncheon on November the 18th at 12:30. And you can call me My number is 3314, and I've had that number for 90 years, so it's the same. And or else call Cafe Rilke. Thank you for the time that you've let me have this evening. And it is the highlight of our year in business and professional women to help women help other women. That is our motto. So thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Is Ms. Giacomino here?
No, she dropped this off so I could read it. She had something come up.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Okay. She says, I had planned on being here tonight, but could not make it due to extenuating circumstances. And that I had agreed to read this at Call to the Public for her. She says, I want to publicly thank the men at the Verhelst House for the wonderful job they did cutting the grass. It was very high grass in the Evergreen Cemetery. The cemetery looks wonderful. Now I and other citizens can go visit our loved ones there and put flowers on their resting places. When you have multiple graves to visit, as I have, it was not a safe place for you to trod during warm weather and tall grass because of snakes. Most of us really care about our loved ones buried there, and some of us visit daily. As I have said at a council meeting years ago, the definition of the word cemetery is to rest. Now our loved ones can truly rest when their ground is taken care of. Again, and it's all in caps, thank you, men at Verhelst House, for the cutting of the tall grass at Evergreen Cemetery. Sincerely, Luke G. Giacomino.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. Ryan Bruce. Would this be the Ryan J. Bruce?
Yes.
All right, sir.
Unfortunately,
welcome.
Mayor, Council, City Manager Smith, I'm going to take as short of a time as possible. I just wanted to, because I've got signed up to one other item tonight. Two points that I just wanted to give you information on. One is we're still shooting with one camera tonight because you guys had a special session, so it's a little more difficult for me to get in here ahead of time to set up some of our mobile equipment. So hopefully at the 21st, we're going to give a two-camera shoot a shot, see how it goes. We'll also be able to put it online live at that time. So keeping our fingers crossed, everything should work. We've gotten all the equipment, and some of my high school students are going to be helping me out from the media production class at Bisbee High School. Speaking of which, this weekend we're going to be raising a tower, putting an antenna on there. And next week, by next Friday, the 17th, we're going to be putting on 91.3 FM KISJ, which is Bisbee Student Radio. It's going to be run by the students of Bisbee High School, and we'll eventually be housed in the middle school, but the actual transmission of the broadcast will take place from EADS Construction Ready Mix. We're actually building a tower on the backside of the building that makes the concrete, so it ought to be quite a hoot to see what kind of problems that creates in the long run. But I do want to thank Brett and Allison Van Gorp for being so generous. They've donated the space and the time and the effort. We put a small building up this week, laid some concrete, ran the electricity, so all that's left to do is to put the antenna, the transmitter in place. We're hoping to do that this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and be live by next Friday, the 17th. So the gentleman that's shooting tonight, Dylan Hetro, is actually the station manager of that radio station. I'm only going to be an advisor. They're actually going to run the station themselves. So 91.3 FM, Warren, San Jose, Naco, Sonora, Palominas, Hereford, and parts of Old Bisbee.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to general business, accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $342,719.97.
Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Do we have any discussion?
I've got one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's just actually clerical. On page 5, under the operational expenses, it says that there was something for a chief's meeting, but it's spelled C-H-E-I-F. So if we could just get the clerical fixed.
Sure. Can everybody, did everybody hear her? That's what I'm afraid of. We're going to need to learn how to share these things better than what we're doing. I hog it, Frank doesn't get any of it, so that's, yeah. So would you, I'm sorry, Ms. Klein, would you just, so that the record is.
Okay, on page 5, there is just a clerical error, and it's actually item 10-64-46000. Under operational expenses, it says that there was something for a chief's meeting, but in the minutes it has C-H-E-I-F, if we could just get it changed to the correct spelling.
Great. Thank you, ma'am. Anything else? We have a motion, we have a second. Those in favor of paying accounts payable, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Next item is approval of the consent agenda. There's 4 items. I'll read them. Item A, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of City Park for Bisbee Radio Project, Inc., KBRP, to hold the KBRP Rural Routes Festival on Sunday, I'm sorry, Saturday, May 12, 2018, from 5 a.m. to midnight. B, approval of an application for an extension of premises patio permit submitted by the Copper Queen Hotel for an event to be held at 11 Lowell Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Sunday, December 31st, 2017, and on Monday, January 1st, 2018. Helen Lampinen, applicant. C, approval of a liquor license application for the Blue Mule Cafe, located at 94 Main Street, Bisbee, Arizona. April McMahon, applicant. D, approval of a liquor license application by acquisition of control for the Giant Store, number 658, located at 504 Highway 92, Bisbee, Arizona. Robert Sprouse, applicant. Council?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through D.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. No further discussion? All those in favor of the consent agenda items A through D signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Moving on to new business. Item number 3, discussion of possible approval to suspend ordinance O13-14, prohibiting retailers from providing plastic bags to customers. We have one person signed up, Ms. Susan M. Blackford. Welcome, Ms. Blackford.
You all know I would have been here tonight one way or another, so hey.
Would you make your statement? You can, yeah, that'll come down to you, Ms. Blackburn.
Oh, cool.
We'll come to you.
Okay,
there you go.
How's that?
You're welcome.
Okay, good. And this is our friendly little clock?
It's already going.
Could we start again, please? I just wanted to say a little statement.
Here we go.
Okay. Good evening. This night has been 4.5 years in the making. On behalf of my fellow bag ladies, Lauren Scott and Nina Schultz, The merchants in all three areas, the petitioners, over 800 signatures, and many others, we are asking more time to rescind ordinance 01314, not to suspend it. I think the AG letter said to rescind it. You are just playing word games, in my opinion, with a few people. That's all. We feel it is a draconian action in taking our individual rights to decide also our right to vote on this issue of being mixed. Excuse me. This is the real heart of this matter, not what are you telling the media. Remember, California took this issue to the voters, and as I said, it was our individual freedom to decide what was this all about. This great local matter of trust, in our opinion, is a fraud. Why? We showed you in the year 2015 pictures of plastic bags being uniquely tied all over the town on each end in a little knot. It created crisis then and now. Who's doing that is now back, throwing plastic bags all over Bisbee to create, in our opinion, a false crisis again. So who's ever doing it? Stop it. So ask yourself, folks, where are they getting these plastic bags that they're littering all over? Have you really told the truth and the true facts to all who you are trying to get support from? You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the time. But U.S. progressive liberals seem to think your rights are more important than individual rights. And it's really us that count, the residents of Bisbee. So let's rescind 01314 tonight to be done with this matter for the good of the town. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you, Ms. Blackburn. Mr. Hansen.
Thank you. As you can see, the next agenda item is a discussion and possible approval to adopt the ordinance, which would revise the plastic bag ordinance to make it voluntary rather than mandatory. The reason this agenda item number three is before you is because, as you'll recall, the state statute about state shared revenues requires the city to come into compliance with state law within 30 days. And our ordinance process, whether you rescind it or revise an ordinance, has to go through the ordinance process, meaning the two readings and then 30 days to take effect even after the second reading. So we weren't going to be able to do that within 30 days. So I called the Attorney General, Mr. Skinner, who's handling this matter, and said, I think probably the way to do it so we can go within the 30 days comfortably is to have a motion before the council to suspend the current ordinance. I said, would that work? And he said, that would work just fine. And so we'll comply within the 30 days. And that'll give us time to go through the ordinance process to revise the plastic bags ordinance as directed by council.
Thank you, sir.
I would recommend approval of agenda item number three.
Thank you, sir. Council, any questions? Statements? All right, sir. Do I have a motion?
I move to suspend ordinance 0-13-14, prohibiting retailers from providing plastic bags to customers until such time that the mayor and council can follow the process of revising the ordinance to make compliance voluntary.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 7-0. Item number four.
I don't think I need to spend a lot of time on this. We had a special meeting on this last week. The council directed me to draft an ordinance revising the plastic bag ordinance to make it voluntary, which I did, and also to preserve the right, if the court ever rules in favor of Bisbee on its mandatory ordinance, that the ordinance 01314 would go back into effect. So that's what is before you. I did want to let the Mayor and Council know that I sent the ordinance to the Attorney General for review. They're fine with it. He had a couple of suggested minor changes, nothing substantive. And I also sent it to Safeway Corporate to make sure that they reviewed it. They had asked me to send it to them to review before presenting to the Mayor and Council. They are fine with it as well.
Thank you, sir. Council, questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the notice of intent to adopt ordinance 0-17-15, amending Article 9.7, regulation of carryout bags.
Second. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. Item number 5. Public hearing and discussion and possible approval of a notice of intent to adopt ordinance 0-17-12, amending the zoning code by adding Article 8.7.1 to exempt new residential construction in the Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone from parking requirements. So I will convene a public hearing. Do we have anybody wishing to speak in favor? Hearing none, do we have anyone wishing to speak against? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, have we received emails, regular mail, or phone calls?
No, sir.
No. Thank you. I therefore will close the public hearing, and we are now open for a discussion and a motion.
Did you want Mr. Ward to give
yes.
report?
Mayor and Council, the Planning and Zoning Commission thought this was important, that they looked at the regulation. They thought the intent was that there was going to be allowed to have be parking or to be building on the terraces where there wasn't road access, but there was an ambiguous wording, and so they're trying to do away with that and to enable some of these places to be used. And I recommend that you vote in favor of it.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Do we have a motion? This passed Planning and Zoning unanimously. That is correct? This passed Planning and Zoning unanimously. Thank you, sir.
I move to approve notice of intent to adopt ordinance 0-17-12, amending the zoning code by adding Article 8.71 to exempt new residential construction in the Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone from parking requirements.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Excuse me. The next item is public hearing and discussion and possible approval of a notice of intent to adopt ordinance 0-17-14, amending the zoning code Article 7 to provide guidelines for and limitations on murals on the commercial structures in the Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone. I'll now open the public meeting. Do we have anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this ordinance? Hearing none. Do we have anybody wishing to speak in opposition? to the ordinance? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, have we received emails, mails, telephone calls?
No, sir.
We have not. Thank you. And now close this public hearing and move forward to discussion. And once again, could we have Mr. Ward?
Our design review board worked really hard on this, and there were several revisions that were made, and they presented this. Actually, this went before the Planning and Zoning Commission twice. The version that you have in front of you passed unanimously. I think that it's a fair version, that it doesn't seek to absolutely ban, but it does seek to prevent murals from overwhelming our district, and it provides a little bit, some guidelines for us to use.
Thank you, sir. And as I understand, once again, this is unanimous by P&Z, but also DRB.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Council?
I'd just like to say, as a former design review board member and current liaison, they have done a tremendous amount of work on this, and a lot of thought's gone into it, and I think it's appropriate.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have a motion then?
I move to approve notice of intent to adopt ordinance 0-17-14, amending the zoning code, Article 7, to provide guidelines for the limitations on murals and commercial structures in the Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 7-0. Moving on to item number 7, discussion and possible approval to enter into a contract with Executech for information technology services. We have a couple people signed up. Sean Trackman.
I have some visual aids if you don't mind. And if you're not aware, I was putting it together, there might be some people that don't know that I am currently the IT for the city of Bisbee.
All right, Mr. Trackman.
Thank you. Welcome,
Mr. Mayor.
Members of the council. For me, there are really two issues here. The first is the philosophical and practical approach of this body and the city leadership in general. You can imagine the whiplash that I felt when within the span of just a few hours, I was reading the mayor's own words about rebuilding our city hall, expressing his commitment to promoting local talent and keeping money and jobs in the community, and then found out that the position I have held for the last 12 years was being outsourced to a corporation in Utah without any explanation or discussion. This is probably the most disappointing aspect of the whole situation, and it seems a bit larger problem than whether I have a job tomorrow or not. The second issue is that this is a shockingly bad deal for the city of Bisbee. This contract provides for just 8 hours of support a week. Anything over that is billed at $115 an hour. The city has needed more than 8 hours of support a week for the last decade, and that need is growing, not shrinking. In 2016, the city required a little over 800 hours of traditional IT support, which I provided at the current rate of $50 an hour for approximately $40,000. I do have a new proposal submitted that would have cost $48,000. Under the executive contract as it stands, it would have been a little over $90,000. This type of pricing structure strongly incentivizes not calling for support. As they are in Utah, they do have an office in Scottsdale. The nature of remote support always adds to the hidden but very real cost of day-to-day issues. Your city clerk sets up the new computer. Your librarian needs to go buy a new cable. Executech's own customers acknowledge this. As the city becomes more invested in technology, this is a recipe for disaster, financially and technically, affecting productivity and morale. I have seen it happen. A moment to plead my case. My proposal is the only truly flat fee service. There's no reason not to call me for help. Unexpected labor costs, more than any other single factor, have been holding back Bisbee's progress and adoption of IT infrastructure. What Bisbee really needs is someone with the time to give these matters the full attention they require. I would still like to be that person.
Thank you, Mr. Trackman.
I have just a little more, if I might.
How much is a little more, Mr.
A paragraph.
Okay.
Thank you. I am aware of the challenges over the years. I have advanced what I could, worked within the limits when I had to. It always boils down to budget. A quick example, I have been speaking with the Bisbee PD about data backup for years. When faced with the choice between upgrading the backup process or buying vests and radios for the officers, the safety equipment always wins, as it should. In closing, let me say, I had hoped to have this discourse during a normal, reasonable selection process. Certainly not an open council session. Unfortunately, that opportunity was never presented to me.
Thank you, Mr. Trackman. Ryan J. Bruce.
My apologies for two times today. I'll try to keep this short. Mayor, members of the council, I guess I'm coming from this in a little different perspective, which is to say, I know that you guys and the city staff know their jobs. So I'm not here to claim that there's anything better than the decision that is made by this body or the people that represent it. But I guess I'm talking from a more personal standpoint, which is to say that Sean Trackman has been a faithful volunteer for us for over 5 years now. He has given an inordinate amounts of time, not just him, but his partner Jane, to make the Bisbee Blues Festival go, and now the Bisbee, the KBRP Rural Roots Festival. As part of this, I was a little disappointed to see that I was actually out of town last week. Sean and I had an opportunity to talk. I know that an RFP was put out a while ago. I don't know if that RFP actually still exists because I believe that 30 days have taken place since that time, whether that's still good or not. But my concern was that Sean, my friend, has been given less than a week notice that he's going to be terminated. And I know that the city of Bisbee and Bisbee as a community is better than that. I'm not suggesting that there's anything that I can do as an individual, and I'm not just purely playing on emotion here, because I know you have to make decisions that are good, that make good financial and organizational sense for the city. But what I'd ask you to do is think that we just lost a building, we've gone through lots of changes, we lost a city manager this year, we've got a new one, and it seems like lots of people are happy about that. I'd like to think that we can also move forward with the understanding that this is people before profits, for a lack of a better term, and I know that's not the best one. But regardless of what the decision is by this body tonight, I would like it to understand that you certainly wouldn't want to lose your job with less than a week's notice. This contract starts tomorrow. He's done. I just hope we can do better than that.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Coronado. It's a lot longer walk here.
Definitely. Okay, good evening. Before you tonight is the contract for the IT services for the City of Bisbee. We went out to bid, or we began discussions on the bid process in June. It wasn't posted until late in August. We received 5 bids for the services. After going through over the bids, Executech seemed to be the company that fits the needs for the city, along with staying within our budgeted amount of $50,000 annually. If approved, the cost for the remaining fiscal year should run about $31,600, give or take. Let's see. The Eric Montague, who is the president of Executech, has offered to perform a network assessment, and he will actually come to Bisbee at no charge to the city to get us up and running under them. They also did agree to re-amortize their hours, so we didn't use all the hours up front on the setup part of it. We don't want to say tomorrow would be Sean's last day. We would hope that he would stay on for a transition process so it could be as smooth and seamless as possible.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is that Mr. Trackman wouldn't be let go tomorrow.
No, that's not the
idea. Do we have any idea that transitional process? Do we have any?
Mayor, we were talking about 2 weeks, maybe 3, in order to give the new company the opportunity to benefit from Sean's intelligence on the system.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Did council have any questions of Ms. Coronado?
Yes. I'm not too familiar with this, but is this something that he can't handle, or why are we going out for new bids, or?
I don't think it's anything that, it's not something that he can't handle, but I think the direction that the city is starting to go into, we are going to need more services, is what it's boiling down to.
Like what kind of services that he can't do?
We had some fairly in-depth discussions as we were tabbing through the responses to the RFP. There are differences in the structure of the companies that we looked at. Some of the companies have a fairly broad range of experts that are already on their bench, so to speak. And so they're able to hit the ground running with a request for a technology deployment immediately. Other companies that we reviewed do not have that, and so require research and time to be able to get up to speed and deploy something. And so as we looked at what the city's needs were in terms of breadth of changes and the depth to which the technology changes were going to affect our equipment and our software, we rapidly came to the conclusion that we needed a company that had more depth. And so one of the attractive points about this company is they have that. They have practice here in this area. There are communities that we've talked with that they have provided services for, and they were very happy with them. And so we felt confident coming to council with this recommendation.
Thank you. I will only say that I know that when I came into office, that was one of the first things that was discussed with me was a need to have an RFP for IT services, looking at the future. And the only reason bringing that up is this isn't something that happened in the last 6 months. This is something that actually had been discussed before that for whatever reasons. And so I'm just letting people know that it wasn't a decision in the last several months as to putting out the RFP. And I believe
I just think, we have a lot of work sessions. I think this might have been maybe one to explore more.
I believe that the RFP actually took you guys, if I could use that term loosely, months to put together. So, like I said, I'm bringing that up to the people that use those services. I really don't. Ms. Klein?
Just a couple of things. I was completely shocked by this. Having been, you know, here a while and seeing what our current IT provider is doing, has done, I mean, I think it's been a tremendous job that he's done, and I've never heard one complaint about anything that he's done. And to outsource this, I mean, this is a company in Utah. We need to keep our jobs here. And if you look at the proposal, there's $48 difference between outsourcing and keeping the job local. And one question I have is, were the bids sealed?
Yes, they were.
And who was present when they were opened?
It was myself and Nina Zoll was present when I opened bids.
Okay, and then, I've got notes here everywhere. And one of the things that I was puzzled about in the proposal here for Executec, it says that if there's a notice of cancellation, that the notice will be sent to Public Works. Why Public Works? Page 4, last paragraph.
In the last paragraph?
Yeah, where it says notice of cancellation.
That's our standard contract for services, and I left that typo in there. I'm sorry, I will get that corrected. That is our standard contract. I left that typo in there.
Okay, that just didn't make sense
to me. Yes, it would, no.
And then the other thing in the
for the, pardon me, one sec, for the public's consumption, if you will.
Yes.
The notice would be sent where?
I'm sorry?
The notice would
be sent to me.
Correct.
Yes.
City clerk.
To myself.
Okay, I just
wanted
to make sure since, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and then the other thing in the very last paragraph, it states, Eric has already begun to search for solutions at some locations during our, well, actually, that's on number, no, that's right. Begin to search for solutions at some locations during our on-site visit. He's already visited?
I had two of the bidders actually. And Sean would be the third that actually made themselves familiar with the site and the location.
Okay. I don't know. I just, it just doesn't make sense. And the fact that it is remote and the way they're going to be billing, I think we get, what is it, if we call it 8 hours a week and billing occurs in 15-minute increments, I can understand that. But if we call for phone support, we only get 5 minutes free. Then they start billing. If it's, you know, for remote support, again, it's, you know, 15-minute increments where I know we could probably call up Mr. Trackman and say, you know, I have this issue going on with my tablet, or is it just me, or is it the entire city? And he has the answer, and we're not being billed separately for that. I really have an issue outsourcing this to a company in Utah when we have excellent services here in Bisbee.
I don't want to disagree, but if we call Mr. Trackman, we are billed. We're billed $50 an hour. When you say we're not billed separately, I, I don't understand that. I'm not advocating a position, I'm just trying to indicate that...
Yes, but if we call on the phone and say, he's not going to start, you know, billing right away, he will answer your question if he can. If he has to come in, or if, you know, I have to take my tablet, or if they have a computer, well, of course, if he starts working on it, of course. But to answer a question, we kind of get that service free, and I know that he goes above and beyond. And, you know, we keep talking about the fire. It was evidenced how above and beyond he goes, and he was drying out computers and sitting with Carrie in the police department, making sure that payroll was sent out while they were still fighting the fire. Are we going to get that from a company in Utah? Are we?
Why would you ask me?
I don't know. I'm asking whoever.
I have no idea.
I would offer some thoughts there. I think the where we're headed with technology and software and the deployment of those resources, with the appropriate range of professional input and assistance, we would not be in the position to need to dry out computers at the police station after a fire. There's a level of pre-planning, there's a level of preparedness, there's a level of deployment of hardware and software that would actually protect us in the event that we experienced a catastrophic failure. The city's not been prepared to embrace that yet. And current resources here within the city of Bisbee cannot support that. We as a city, and given our responsibility, we spend about $16 million of the public's money every year. We owe it to the public to operate responsibly, and we need to catch up with the rest of the world when it comes to the way we manage our technology, our software, the information that we have on everyone that pays bills to us. There's an incredible amount of work ahead of us to manage this information and this hardware appropriately. And I do believe in local employment, and I do believe in shopping locally. Unfortunately, the resources that we need to complete this task are not here in Bisbee. And we are going to have to do the best that we can with what we can afford. So looking at the respondents to the RFP and finding a company that has operated locally with great success in Benson, we felt very comfortable after talking to them and going through the analysis on the responses that this was an appropriate recommendation to bring to council. The everyday operation and the troubleshooting of applications that are currently on the desktop are not the only scope of work that we're looking at. And while it is true that many resources in town, in the city, could support that, the additional stretch that we have to make to prepare the administration and be responsible with what we have is going to require more than what is here. And so that's why you see us reaching out. We found a very viable, proven, and affordable option, and that's why we've recommended it to council. We really didn't want to get into the details of performance and successes and failures on a granular level on day-to-day applications, because that's only part of the picture that we're looking at.
Okay, and prior to going out for the RFPs, did you talk to our local provider and let them know what direction you want to be going into and ask if that was something that was feasible, or?
We could have. Most of the responses that we received addressed those items as a matter of fact anyway, and we didn't have to request that information. There is a limitation that we see here that we want to move the city past, and it is not a statement on anyone's performance. It's just that the city's needs are a little different than what our current service arrangements provide.
Ms. Hanson, anything?
Can you come back to me, because I had a question, but I was so engrossed in what was being said, I forgot.
Mr. Davis?
Well, I'm certainly sympathetic as well to using local people, but I can certainly understand, and I think part of the city's problem has been reluctance to catch up, to move forward in the 21st century. And what I'm hearing from the staff is that that's where they want to hear, they feel that those resources are not available here in this. And I'm not an IT expert, but I rely on what our staff is telling us and our new city manager. And I do realize the need to update and move the city forward.
Thank you. Mr. Higgins. Mr. Dunn.
Well, certainly I'm the least able and knowledgeable when it comes to IT. And certainly we have hired a city manager and excellent staff to advise us in terms of our needs here. And that's, we do have a strong city manager form of government here to advise us. Because I just know, however, in terms of Sean, was always, in terms of my needs, has always been there immediately. It seemed like no day and night, weekends, whatever, in terms of when my little complications show up occasionally, he has been there. And so I certainly greatly have appreciated that. And maybe we need a system that relies on more than my having a problem Sunday night that I can't access something and needing someone to call to help me get on board again. But certainly I do want to clearly express my appreciation for the service that Sean has provided me personally, and so I certainly have that strong feeling as shared by Councilman Klein here in terms of his performance now, but I also again realize that we have an advisor here that's much more knowledgeable than I'll ever be in terms of IT, who is making this recommendation. Sure. So I appreciate that.
And as I was indicating before, this started under a different city manager. So, Mr. Lindstrom?
Yeah, I mean, I think, we're making a decision on this, and I would have liked to have seen, the goals of our IT and all laid out before making this big decision. I would like to have a special session on something like this, and heard from them just to see where we're at. So that's why it's hard for me to make a decision saying, let's go with this group when we didn't hear enough about it.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Hanson.
That was one thing that I was going to bring up or that I had written down, because I know that in your assessment in the beginning, you talked about all of the software and all of the different programs that were needed in order to provide the reports that would help us out and the information that the staff needed in order to do their jobs and to do it more effectively. So, based on that, I know that the IT is going to be expanded. But two questions that I had. I think you already answered, but I just want to clarify. They will set up the computers.
They will have two on the shelf in case one crashes.
Right.
And in the meantime, we could get one up and running. It's going to be pretty much plug and play is how they're going to have it set up.
Okay. Is there a local representative, or are they coming out of Phoenix?
They are in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area, but everything would be handled remotely.
Okay. So if there's a problem, it's a remove and replace, mm-hmm. and then they come find out what the problem mm-hmm. is. What about if there's, and you may not have an answer to this, but if there's a problem with the system, the whole system, not just
like the server?
Yeah.
They'd be able to remote in there as well and work on whatever okay. needed to be.
Okay. And I like the fact that in reading about the company, that there was a depth of experience in different areas. And Sean, you have done a great job. But I really think with the vision that has been set forth that we all looked at, that we really do need more IT support in the future.
Ms. Klein.
Again, you know, my concern is that we're outsourcing, or we're going to be outsourcing so much, what's going to be left of City of Bisbee government? I mean, are we going to have any employees left after we continue to outsource everything?
What else would we outsource?
Procurement.
That's because we've never had people.
No, we're not going to argue. Ask question, get the answer, we'll move on.
It takes one step and then we continue on.
Okay, well, anything else? Any questions or statements?
Doesn't really make a difference.
Do we have a motion?
I actually have something.
All right, sir.
You know, Doug Dunn said that he was least able to understand this, but he's not. I am. And, you know, I claim that I really don't know. This is an issue which I really, I really don't know. I have to defer to people that do know, and I have to defer to the staff members. I just want to say just one thing about this company. This is actually their information, I'm assuming, and I'm offended by this image. That's ExecTech. It's their image, not mine. It's in the council packet. On their company overview, our approach. This is what.
I've seen that here.
Pardon me?
I've seen that here.
Why is this? Why did they send us this?
Anything else, anybody? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve a contract with ExecuTech for Information Technology Services.
Do we have a second? I'll second it to move it. Ms. Coronado? Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-2. Number 8, discussion of possible approval of a motion to go into executive session for the discussion of the employment evaluation of City Clerk Ashley Coronado. I spoke with Ms. Coronado earlier, prior to the meeting, and she has agreed that we will withhold this until December, which we now have a new personnel director that will be putting things in line for performance, standardized performance evaluations, and that it was felt that this would be a perfect time to do that. So she's graciously indicated that she would put her evaluation off for a month so that this would be accomplished. And so with that, I move to table this item.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of tabling item number 8, please signify by stating aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes, I believe, unanimously. Mr. Higgins?
City manager's report?
Well, yes, we do have a city manager's report, don't we? I'm not used to it.
Well, I'd close it down right
there. Well, let's give him a chance. Okay. Mr. Smith, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Very briefly, staff has begun to turn the corner after the fire. We're beginning to get into a normal pattern of business again, but we are considering some improvements and enhancements to services Just this week, we sat down with Ed Gilligan and discussed parallel and overlap areas where we can cooperate and bring some additional services to the city. I look forward to bringing that information to you as well as the progress that we make as we set up shop here and begin to offer better services.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? No questions.
I move that we adjourn.
And I'm sorry. Okay, we got a second from Mr. Lindstrom. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We stand adjourned.